If you came here for some real Brewers news, you are screwed. You are screwed. If you came here for some real Brewers news, you're about to be brewballed.
Let's brewballed.
Okay, so we're back for a kind of like a second introductory episode. I don't know. We don't know what we're doing.
No, sir.
Especially Joe's. He doesn't know what he's doing.
I'm not paying any attention right now, so.
We're going to try to figure out a good way to record with the microphones and the levels and the noise and the little in the background. And, yeah, so we'll just roll with the punches. But we're on spring break, and it's nearing the end of the spring break, and we kind of promised one or said we'd make one. And I know at least one listener wants to hear one, so I think we only have one listener, so.
Yeah, this one's for you.
You know who you are. So we want to appease our one listener. If we only have one, we want to keep him. Or her. Or it. What, I don't know. But it's a him who I'm thinking of. Anyway. What are the Brewers? What's the record right now?
For spring training?
Shoot, we didn't look it up. Look it up.
It's 6-9-1, right?
I don't think they played that many games. That's 16 games.
Yeah, they
games.
Did.
Look it up.
They played
are you looking it up right now, or are you just talking?
No, because I have it on here.
Research.
I Research keep track it. Of it.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I believe they're 6-9-1 right now.
I don't want to, I believe. I want facts.
And their six games that they lost were from split squad games, where they played two a day.
They lost 9 games.
Yeah, which is
what
I have.
So 3 of them are from not split squad.
6 of them are from split squad, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're 0-6 on split squad days.
That's because there's split decision if they want to win or not.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me look it up. I'm looking it up. I don't know. We're going to go with that. 6-9-1.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else?
What else do you want to know?
Yeah, they're 6-9. And I know that they tied one.
They tied the first game of the season.
Versus the Giants?
Yeah. It was 1-1, wasn't it?
It's probably 0-0.
It was 1-1.
Was it split squad?
No.
Okay. So anyway. Yeah, They're kind of just figuring things out right now. Spring training. It doesn't really matter. I mean, you play a lot of guys that aren't going to be playing during the regular season. So, yeah. But the Tigers are like 11-1 because they're good. They're going to be good.
The only thing that really matters, though, is that the starting pitchers combined for an ERA less than 1 this spring break. The spring ball.
Where did you hear that from?
From Tom Hodricourt.
I believe it's Hodricourt.
Tom Hodricourt.
Hodricourt.
Tom Hodricourt.
You're singing like Dree.
Hodricourt.
Hodricourt. But they pitch like 2 innings.
Yeah, they're getting to 3 though. They're stretching it out.
And I mean, like, for Narvdog, it's like the 5th inning is his big inning, right? Getting over that hump. Somewhere in there, 5th, 6th.
It might be above 1 ERA now, though, because Yo gave up a couple. But he said that he was just rushing his delivery. So once he slowed it down,
he struck out
1, 2, 3. So,
just rushing my delivery. That was a soundbite from Yo talking about his pitching. Yeah, but they're on TV today, actually. Oh, it's Saturday, March 17th. Well, it's Sunday, March 18th now. 1:04 a.m. But they're on TV yesterday, I suppose. And yeah, I saw Axford pitch, and our mom here, she didn't know who he was because he has longer hair right now, I guess. And she's like, oh, his hair's so long, I didn't recognize him. I was like, Mom, come on, he's Canadian, he's unrecognizable. You know, he's had hair like that before. It's the same thing. It's a little bit longer. And I saw Frankie Frankie pitch, and he didn't have his rec specs on, so he looks weird, or he looked weird. I hope he wears those for the season.
How'd he pitch?
I think he didn't give up any runs. I think he pitched well. I don't think he gave up any runs. I think
so that'd be fine with that.
Two outs. I think there he got two outs, and then maybe a guy got a hit, but maybe that was out of Axe. I think that was out of Axford. I don't know, but I think he was doing pretty good. And I was just elated that we still have him on the team.
Yeah.
That the market for he wasn't gonna get more money closing somewhere. He's gonna get more money. So that whatever the market worked out for the Brewers to keep him, I suppose, and then not to pay him too much. So that's good. That's cool. That'll be fun.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it was cool to see them. I saw Gamma was playing, and I was like, yeah, that's gonna be my guy. I think I'm gonna be a big Gamma fanboy until about June when he sucks and he hasn't done anything yet, and then I'll dump him out of my fandom.
He's gotten a couple home runs this spring, hasn't he?
I don't know.
I think so.
Braun has one home run, and that's his only hit.
Does, yeah.
One for 12. Yeah. One for 10.
Look up something that Braun was talking about today.
He's going through his process. Is that what you're looking up? He's not worried about the outs. He's not worried about the boo birds or the fans, the negative fans, whatever, that are cheering against him. He's just going through his process and getting ready. And they're going to play him a little bit more, I think, to help him move faster along in his process. Is that what you're looking up? I don't know what you need to look up.
Just give me a little bit here.
I don't know why you're doing this right now.
He says, quote, "If I go 0 for 50 in spring training, I'm 100% confident I'll have success in the season," unquote.
Why would he say that?
Because he's Ryan Braun.
He didn't go 0 for 50. He'll go 1 for 50.
He's just speaking about his own confidence, all right?
Okay.
He's saying spring training doesn't matter.
He's not going to go 0 for 50. He can't. So what if he goes 1 for 50? What's his quote on that? "If I go 1 for 50, I'm 100% confident I'll maybe do okay during the season." That's probably what he would say. So great.
You see the same exact thing, except substitute the 1 for the 0.
So this brings us to our next topic, Ryan Braun. But I don't think we're going to talk about it. Let's talk about it right now. Let's talk about the pertinent things as of this point moving forward, which is going to be, he's going to have some additional pressure to perform this year, probably.
Absolutely.
It's going to be put on himself by himself.
Plus everybody that's booing him when he steps into the batter's box.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, there's not inherent pressure. Because, I don't know, you have to make it. It has to come from somewhere. I don't think there's inherent. I don't know. But yeah, he's going to want to prove it. So that's why there's pressure. He's going to want to prove that he's just plays like that, because he does. But we'll see how he reacts to it, and we'll see how he deals with the constant negativity, especially on road games. Especially against the Dodgers.
He had his first road game today.
Especially against the... They've had more road games.
Yeah, Braun just played in his first road game today. Away from Maryville.
Cool.
And it was especially against the Angels.
Arizona.
Where Pujols didn't play today either.
Yeah, he did.
I didn't. I don't think he was in the lineup today.
I'm positive he played.
I didn't think he was in the lineup today, but whatever.
I guess I didn't see him in the game. I didn't watch all the... I was watching basketball, actually, primarily. Well, here's the thing. We're back home on spring break, so we're in market here, And I thought it was going to be on MLB Network. And then they had like 30 for 30 with the Giants. So I was like, oh, I don't, it's not on. I don't know why. They said it was going to be on yesterday. I knew it was going to be on. And then I looked at my phone and I got the tweet and it's like in market FS Wisconsin and out of market. So I missed like the first hour anyway. And then it was 3-1. And then it was, I saw Axford and Frankie basically. And then it was 4-1. And then it was 8-1. And then it was, I was trying to figure out if they move, if the Angels have the same spring training ballpark that they did a few years ago when we were there for the, when I was there for the bowl
game.
Yeah,
they put in Tempe today.
Yeah, I know. Was that the same ballpark or they moved
ballparks?
Same ballpark.
I mean, you're not going to have two ballparks in Tempe.
They're all right there. They're all right around there. Like all the Cactus League, there's like a million ballparks. So, yeah, they very well could. I don't know why they would, but...
Nuh-uh.
Okay, so, anyway, yeah, so Braun, we'll have to watch that, see how it goes. That'll be not really fun, but it'll be interesting. We'll see if he deserves his number 4 overall fantasy ranking. But this isn't a fantasy podcast. This is a factual reality podcast. Okay, this is anything but... But you just tapped your phone because it's 111.
I haven't studied for fantasy baseball at all yet. Study. I don't even know what a draft is.
I would rather you call it research. Study has a negative connotativity in my mind.
All right.
I have a little bit. I don't want to. I've done 2 mock drafts. Auction's kind of fun. I did that today a little bit. But I blew a lot of money right away. Hey, Dan, I blew a lot of money right away. If we have an auction, that's something you can probably come at me with, get me to spend a lot of money. I'm just trying to help you out, bud. No, I'll be prepared.
Well, what Zach just did was ruin it for potential listeners, because Dan is our only listener right now.
You just ruined it.
No.
Because I didn't say he was that listener. I was just
obviously,
talking to
him. If you're talking directly to him, you're obviously going to be, come on, man. Our listeners aren't dumb. Well, maybe
our
they
listener
are.
Is kind of dumb. Our listeners are probably smarter than us. No, it's interesting strategy because it's like you call a player to start bidding on. So it's like if you want a player, it's almost like you shouldn't call him up because people think that you want them. Especially like if it's a guy like way down. It's like first round. What if I call up like Unesky Betancourt. Like, well, I obviously wouldn't want him, but like if you're calling a guy up to start bidding on him in the first round who's not very good and probably is might not even be drafted in some leagues, like people might bid and then drive the cost up if you want the player. I don't know. It's interesting to think about, and one of our listeners has been saying that they have a really good strategy. So, I'm ready to see it, Dan.
I've got no strategy.
I think I like getting a bunch of good guys early and then having like $10 left after like 4 picks, after like 4 players. Nah, dude, I had Miguel Cabrera and Prince Fielder. And I had oh my gosh. Matt Kemp and Braun and McCutcheon, and I also had, I believe, Verlander and Roy Halladay. Oh my gosh.
I don't know how you managed that.
So many good players. Because it's an auction. I got like all the players right away in the beginning. But it was, I shouldn't say this because it's actually going to make me seem even dumber. I was the only, it was, besides me, it was eight people, and I was the only human. So I don't know how differently the computers bid for players. I don't think they bid very well. But anyway, it was cool, but then I had no money. Okay, so we're going to stop talking about fantasy. The Brewers, what else we got with the Brewers? It's going to be different. It's going to be... We're going to have to get used to the faces in the infield. on the 75% of the infield is going to be a new people, new faces.
A couple of them we've seen before, though.
Well, yeah.
So it's not really new. It's not really new faces if you've seen them before.
It's new faces in that position. For a home for home Brewers games, then the home team go to take the infield. When we're looking in those positions in the space time continuum of those positions has been filled by in the past by people, it's gonna be new faces. That's what I mean.
Yeah, Boomba! You wanna explain that again? I didn't quite get it.
When we're watching a Brewers game, and it's the Brewers half of the inning to defend, they run out into the field, and we're used to seeing specific people's faces in those spots at that time period of time. And for when those periods of time come up again in the future, it's going to be new faces filling that physical space. It's not that we haven't seen those faces before. It's that it's new. It's a new face for that time and space. Everything I'm saying right now is textbook legitimate. And I just want you to know that. I want to make a shameless plug. Everybody, all of our listeners should follow this one blog called Walls That Look Like Walls. Walls That Look Like Walls. Tumblr.com.
You did not just bring that up.
I brought it up because I'm looking at the wall.
I got a good wall from a picture I took in Madison.
Shut up! You haven't submitted anything yet. Oh, we
gave you like four.
We take fan. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I forgot. We take fan submissions. You should submit photos. Anyway, back to the Brewers. Yeah, we're going to have to get used to that.
Check it.
Gonzalez and Aramis Ramirez. That looks pretty good. That's a pretty good wall.
Yeah.
I'll have to come up with a caption for that sucker. Except you took it the wrong way.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
That's the wall. That's what you wanted me like this?
Yes. Every picture is that way.
Fine. Then just zoom in on
it. He took it the wrong orientation, people. He orientated the picture wrong. And also, I'm Matt Gamble. And I'm pretty sure that McAmel is he eligible for being a rookie?
He's got to be.
Rookie of the year, boy! And Brett Laurie just like pulled his groin or something. Maybe he'll just be injured for the season. And we won't miss him at all, even though he's probably going to be like amazing. And we're going to miss him a lot.
Well, we already do miss him. But I mean, Sean Markham?
Well, he plays third base, doesn't he?
Yeah, it would have been.
We wouldn't have had to get Ramirez.
Yeah.
And we could have probably signed, like,
we would have
Sabathia.
Still gotten rid of McGee for Jose Veras. Something like that. Was it a 1v1 trade?
I think so.
I don't even know how Jose Veras pitches.
I don't know either. We'll have to free swing it when the season starts. But yeah, so that'll be fun, and we're gonna watch it. And the Brewers were 96-66 last year, which is pretty impressive. And it's gonna be a closer contended division, I think, this year. The Reds looking pretty good. The Pirates are looking impossible.
Got injured.
The Cardinals are always stupid and hang around.
New manager this year, different mindset.
They have a 10-year-old manager. No, he's younger though, right? Like 42. I have no idea how old he is.
He's younger than Grandpa La Russa over there.
He's younger than Shingles' face. Good one. Snap. Yeah. So I mean, we gotta be honest. We don't really have much to say. We just wanted to do one, and then we have something to upload, and it looks like we're, like, actually doing stuff. We said we're gonna do one, and we wanted to do one because we said we would.
Yeah.
But they're gonna get better when the season starts, the regular season, and we're watching games, and, like, gonna be emotional, have like, emotional tirades, and, like, complaints and just frustrations, and I think it's gonna be fun. We'll see. I'm trying to think of what else we have for today.
You want to talk about Aoki?
Norichiki. Yeah. Tell us about him.
What? His name is Norichiki Aoki, and he plays outfield.
He plays left field.
He plays right field.
He plays left field. He
plays right field.
He plays the same position as Braun.
Well, then why was he substituted for Corey Hart?
Because he can play different positions in the outfield.
Yeah, so he can play the outfield.
Probably, yes. He's a left fielder, though, I think.
He's the new Asian... He's the real good Asian baseball player.
Linsanity.
Since Jeremy Lin hit the streets.
Norichikanity. It's going to be a headline. I just wrote it.
Aokianity.
Aoki. It's going to be Aoki. It's going to be like A-O-K.
What was it going to be like?
Aoki. It's going to be like, everything is Aoki. It's going to be just like that. Everything is Aoki. Everything is Aoki.
And then they look at you and
you're like, we also have a brilliant thing that's going to happen. We can guarantee you it. It has to do with Ryan Braun and an endorsement for UPS. He's going to be on UPS commercials. He's going to have a UPS thing on his hat, like a golfer, and the slogan is going to be, what is it going to be?
It's going to be, what can Braun do for you?
Oh, man. Boom! We should actually make that like a picture for the blog. I think that would get us pretty famous. What can Braun do for you? UPS shipping, the best shipping in the business, way better than FedEx. They ship overnight. They especially ship urine overnight. But anyway, so yeah, that's going to be awesome. And, yeah, you got Aoki. I guess he's coming in a little bit slow. Getting into the swing of things. But he apparently said he normally starts slow in Japan. And he's also getting acclimated to the Major League Baseball in the United States right now. So we got that going on as well. And then there's also the Greinke thing. He has an agent now, I think. But he's hopefully going to sign long term.
Does he have
We'd take
agent?
Him.
I don't think he has an agent yet.
He was looking to get one.
But he wasn't.
What?
He wasn't. No.
Yeah, he was.
He doesn't have an agent.
Yeah, but then
he's trying to get one. He's still by himself.
Okay, so he's working on it?
No, he's not getting an agent.
He has one.
He doesn't have one.
His wife is his agent.
Okay.
Well, anyway, we gotta sign him. For what we traded away, we gotta keep him there for more than 2 years. Before we gave away for him. Bourgeois and Escobar, right?
Elcides.
And I don't know, we'll see about Markham. Because if Brett Laurie is amazing... We needed Markham last year, so...
What would our team be like if we had Alcides on shortstop and Brett Laurie in third base?
Young.
Without Greinke or Markham pitching?
Not as good at all. Because, like...
Dave Bush?
Well, not even him. Dave Bush would probably be, like, the number three starter. We'd have, like, the Supon.
We'd have Giovanni. We'd have David, Randy Wolf. We'd have Chris Narveson.
The David
we'd
guy.
Have,
Dave David.
What's his name?
David Dave.
Who
The one guy who we told Maka not to start when we were in St. Louis.
Isn't that Dave Bush?
Like, don't start Davis. Doug Davis.
Oh, Doug Davis.
Yeah.
But he started him anyway, like two and he summers gave up, like, ago. 8 runs.
We were there. And they were warming up, the Brewers were warming up, and Maka was on the field. And when our friend, I think we told him to say this, and he yelled it out. He's like, don't start Davis! I think Davis was, like, injured or something at the time and was coming back.
Yeah.
Or he was just getting healthy. And he's like, don't start Davis! And he looked at us and he smiled.
Yep.
And he knew he shouldn't start him, but he did.
He did anyway, and Davis gave up, like, 8-9
runs. So anyway,
runs.
If we had Escobar and Laurie, Davis would be, like, our number two starter.
And dude, we'd have Estrada, and we'd have Randy Wolf, and we'd have Chris Narveson, and we'd have Giovanni Gallardo.
And we'd have Manny Parra.
That'd be decent.
Yeah, but not as decent as what we have.
It's
Snuff Dogg. Snuff Dogg, number one, number five. He's the number one, number five in the NL, if you catch my drift. That makes sense, right?
Yes. No.
He's the number one, number five starter.
All right. He's the best number five starter.
In NL. He's top-notch number five. He's a top-notch number five, which means he could probably be a number four if he doesn't cut his thumb with a scissor. That's what it means, Thummer.
Scissor hands.
I voted for Thummer.
Oh, I voted for scissor
I don't think
hands.
Thummer won.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so we are really adrift. But it's because it's spring training, and our lives are busy, and, I mean, we care about it, but it's meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. But I got excited today, and like last night, like watching MLB Network, because I get it at home here. I don't get it at school, but I got excited. I was like, man, baseball, I really love it. Stop doing that. You can hear it.
Sorry.
Yeah, and it's weird. Like, it just goes away, and then, like, you get used to it being gone, kind of.
Still talking about my phone?
No, I'm talking about baseball. It stops and like it's February and like you're used to it. You're used to it not being in your life, watching games, and you like you that time you have that time back, and it's finally like okay because you're not sad about it. I don't know. I guess it doesn't take till February, but now it's gonna start up again, and it's like all that time. It's such a time suck. I can watch these games, and it's such a time suck. It's like I'm just sitting here watching these games, just getting fatter. I'm not learning anything. I'm just getting angrier half the time.
But we love it.
And I got something coming in the mail.
What's that?
Gallardo jersey.
Oh, yeah.
Blue, I think, road alternate. It says Milwaukee. It's blue. Hopefully it fits nice. Not too loose like a jersey, so I can wear it around without feeling weird. Like, wear it around normal days, and I'd be like, this is my guy. And I wear the jersey, and I have it on me, and I'll button it up, because I'll be wearing it. And I'm going to get so many girlfriends, because Gallardo's my man. I want him to know that I appreciate him. He's a brewer. So are all the other brewers. So is Greinke. But, I mean, Gallardo grew up in the system.
That he did.
And he's still improving. I think he's pretty much got the NL Cy Young on lock for this year. And Greinke's got the NL MVP on lock. On lock. And somebody just ate the key. So I'm pretty sure we're pretty done here.
Yep.
With what's happening, and we're gonna pack our stuff up and head back to Iowa City tomorrow, and then start going to school again and hate ourselves and everything, and then it'll be done, and then we're gonna come home and we're gonna go to the Gallardo bobblehead day on Mother's Day, and it's gonna be the greatest thing. And then I gotta go back and take a 3-week summer class.
That sucks.
Yeah. But I still have time to follow baseball because it's only one class.
You'll have a car, too, so.
Oh, yeah, I might have a car. That's going to be the weirdest thing. I'm going to hate it. It's going to be awesome, and I'm going to hate it at the same time. It's such a big responsibility. It's like, I don't want a car. I don't want to have to fill it up with gas and pay for it and, like, switch which sides of the street it's parked on.
Oh, man.
But I can go places if I want to. That's so liberating. But also frustrating at the same time. Growing up.
Yeah, so fast.
Growing up here. I'm 33 years old. And I'm not 33 years old, but I feel like I'm 33 years old. No, I don't. Anyways, we're going to do great things when we grow up. But for now, we're still young, kind of, because of the way society has progressed, and our kids are getting less and less mature. Like a 20-year-old is the new 14-year-old, maturity-wise. Meaning, kids that are 20 years old today I had the maturity level of a 14-year-old in the 1970s.
Does that mean that you're like 15 then?
That means that I'm 15, I'm about to get my braces off and get my temps, and it's going to be amazing. I get to drive with somebody in the passenger seat with their own brake, and I get to be completely dehumanized when he stops the car when I'm trying to go.
I had a lady.
I had a guy who, like, just had, like, Pepsi and cigarettes. That's his diet. He's like, oh, yeah, lose a lot of weight, you smoke cigarettes. And he's like, yeah, I always got my arm out the window on this right side, so I got a big tan over here, and then when I drive, I got to make sure I put my arm out the window to even it out.
All right.
Yeah, grab me one of those Pepsis from the back. And I'm like, stop at the gas station. I got to get some Pepsi and cigarettes. I made that part up, but I remember I stopped. He probably bought cigarettes. I don't know. Anyway, it's like the worst people. There's good people, I'm sure, that teach driving. But it's like people that are there teaching you how to drive. It's like, I don't know. I don't want to offend people because I'm sure there are great people that do that. But it's like the experience that I had, it's like the people that are doing that are like not the greatest people to be around teenage kids. Like they're not the greatest influences of people. Did you find that to be the case or not? Did you have like a sweet old lady?
We here to talk baseball or?
We've gotten way off task, but it's because we're done. The podcast has ended. The podcast has ended. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, but we haven't pressed stop recording yet. But yeah, I promise you we'll be more on point. I think I just wanted to say on point because I heard somebody say it again. I was like, man, it's a cool phrase. I heard somebody say it today.
Be more on point?
On point. It's such a cool thing to say, like a swagness to it. But we're gonna be more focused. And actually have things to say and to rant off of and tirade and to talk about and rotation and injuries. Hopefully none, but there are going to be some. And highlights and just amazing things and interviews. We couldn't get anybody to come in. Everybody's on spring break. So like Carlos Gomez, we couldn't get him in this time.
Nope.
He's on spring break, but he's actually playing spring training. We're going to do this thing we're going to do this Aramis thing and kind of like his story about like being a Cub, but now he's a Brewer. And I'm going to make everything up, but it's going to be sweet. And yeah, and so yeah, so I think this is a good point to end it here. This was the second introductory podcast, the Brewball podcast, the second intro one. I think we'll try to get people to listen to it, and then the next one we'll do some time. I don't know if we're gonna have time when the semester's still going, but we'll see. And so the next one though, there should be regular season baseball underway. By the time we start, we have the next podcast up, and that should be the first real one. So stick around. Don't judge us yet, because this one kind of got way shalonked, if you know what I mean. It got kind of like way off topic and focus, and we didn't really provide any information at all. But so don't judge us for this one. We're going to do better work. I'm under the depression of a break ending and having to go back to school and hate everything again. So forgive us and eat your vegetables.
Well, that about wraps it up for us at Brewbald.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Bye. If you came here for some real Brewers news, you are screwed. You are screwed. If you came here for some real Brewers news, you just got yourself brewballed.
You just got brewballed!